Heber City Police Chief Dave Booth said the robbery took place at 8 p.m. around closing time for the restaurant located at 458 Main.
He came into the store and forced the two girls that were in the store into a cooler, locked them in the cooler, and then robbed the safe of all the cash that was in the safe in the business.
The chief said the two employees were the only people in the store and were not hurt. He said the robber did not brandish a gun.
He physically forced them into the cooler and then blocked them with a couple of appliances that were in the store. He blocked the door shut and then robbed the store.
How long were the people in the cooler there, and how did they get out eventually?
They pushed their way out. They forced their way out of the cooler, and it took them about 30 minutes to do so. So there was about a 30-minute delay until we were contacted.
He did not disclose the amount of money that was taken. Chief Booth put out this description of the bandit who arrived on foot, and he asked that anyone with information call his department at 654-3040.
They were wearing a dark gray hooded sweatshirt. He had a black bandana around the front of his face, and he had some pretty distinct shoes on. They were black Converse shoes with white soles around the bottom of them.
Put any kind of estimate of an age on the person?
No, adult male is all that we felt we could get from our witnesses. They're saying 5'8 to 5'9, about 140 to 160 pounds.
The restaurant had video surveillance, but the chief said the suspect's face is not visible due to the hood and bandana. Chief Booth said the last robbery in Heber was about 2 years ago. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.